claim I said. I pack up and I hit the road. I got 400 miles to ride to my next show. Cause I've been paying my dues from the middle of nowhere to Timbuktu. And I'm hoping this time that I might see him through. Well, you hear me on the radio say my songs. You hear me on the radio before too long. You hear me on the radio doing all right. A new club, a new town every night. One day I know. One day I know. I say one day I know I'm gone on the radio.
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our local music show. This is The Grassroots Show. We're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7. Happy you've tuned in. I'm Bob Cuppy in studio and on the top secret remote location because he's working on band jam festivities. That is one Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
Hey, Bob. It's always top secret, isn't it?
Well, we don't like to give secrets too many away because we're saving those for August 21st through the 23rd. But it's no secret. It's just going to be a great weekend of music, right?
Yeah, and the secret's out. You can just hop on over to thebandjam.com and see what all is going on. And we've got also the event pages up and running. So, you know, go check that out and market your coming. We'd love to see you there. Tickets are available. They're cheap. Kids are 17 and under are free. So this is going to be a great weekend of music.
Yes, it will. And you can buy a one-day pass if you can only make one day, or you can buy the weekend, and it saves you a little bit of buck that way. But it's a very inexpensive weekend for you to come out and check out all of the music. Now, if you'd like to camp at Cooper's Lake Campground, that is something that is separate from the ticket admission, but you can pay that through Cooper's Lake Campground and contact them. But if you're not staying for the weekend, you can come and go, and that's the nice thing about it. You can come hang out for the day, the weekend, whatever you want to do. You make whatever plans you like. And we're going to be visiting tonight with Christy Stitt from Fostering Music. They're going to be the beneficiaries of the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers tent back again this year on Saturday evening. And that's where the local brewers come out and create some of their finest. And there's some that create very specific stuff just for band jam. And all the proceeds to be in that tent that night for 21 and over go to Fostering Music. So that'll be part of the weekend. But it's just a fun weekend for a variety of things. And we've had some new sponsors come in this year and some mainstays as well. But some folks that have really been influential in helping to support the cause, Utah, for our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned it right there. They're supporting our cause. And so hopefully, you know, you'll go out and support these businesses that have climbed on board to help local music here. So really encourage you, you know, stop on out at their place of business, buy something, you know, subscribe, get your oil changed, whatever it is. You know, they're ponying up the money and saying, we believe in local music, so we just encourage you to go out there and support them. And you can find the full list of sponsors at thebandjam.com.
Yep, we've got a great list there, but certainly want to highlight folks like Diamond Joe's Five Star Hoagies and Band Together Pittsburgh that have come forward to help present the stage sponsorship, because there will be a shift in the dynamic just a little bit this year. Instead of the kind of natural amphitheater bowl where the stage sat at the bottom, it's going to be a little bit over just behind that area where you'll have a wider opportunity for folks to come out. And there will be a stage brought in so that everybody will have an opportunity to kind of spread out. If you want an easy up, you can do that. But it'll, I think, be a lot more conducive to bringing a lot more people closer to the stage and being involved and everybody getting an opportunity to sit and relax and enjoy the weekend as well.
Yeah, hoping it's going to be a little more comfortable sit than the, the bowl. It was steep, and you and I have climbed that bowl through the weekend. We climb it, 100 or 200 times. you get the feeling that and to sit there for any length of time too, it can take its toll. So we're hoping this just make it a little bit easier for everybody, and we're gonna let Labatt Productions unleash their sound and lights, and it's gonna be it's still gonna have that concert feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do such an incredible job with that as well. So, again, check out thebandjam.com, and you'll have an opportunity to come out and enjoy the entire weekend and keep an ear on Friday mornings for our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. They're four locations. They're presenting the Band Jam Center Stage Spotlight every Friday morning just after 7:30. We join Jay Klein on the Rock Station for that. And, of course, we want to mention the Meat Locker Recording Studio, Utah, presenting this opening segment of our show. And they are returning again this year, Jim Harpell, to support the Grassy Award winner. And we're going to spin a song coming up here in a couple of moments that was beneficiaries of that. But we thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio for their support of the show here tonight, each and every week. And I know you had an opportunity to go out and visit an event similar to like what we're going to talk about coming up, a two-day music festival, which the Band Jam is actually 3 days now, with the singer-songwriter in the round presented by Ram Automotive on Thursday, August 21st. But well, we recently had the band Rurally Bankrupt on playing some of their tunes, and they're very involved in creating a fun festival that you, the Noble Hops, actually got to play. You got to go to the Hills and Hollers last weekend.
Yeah, that was a really good time. And, man, I've seen some great bands. Benango County's got it going on, I can tell you that. I think that's where we were at. I know I crossed a creek and ended up at the – and made a right, and I was there. But, just a really impressive lineup of bands, and they really worked hard to put this festival together. And I think we're going to feature some remotes later in the show if we're caught up with some people out there. And but hats off to them, and good job. And, they're supporting local music out there as well.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. So it's one of the many events that are happening. And one of those events next weekend coming to Ford City, we're going to visit with Christy Stitt, as I mentioned, Fostering Music, the beneficiary of some great, great support in our community to put music into the hands of others, whether it's an instrument or the gift of music instruction. That's what they do. And they have a big, big fundraiser next week at the 10th Street Station in Ford City. And we're going to preview that coming up. They have a Friday evening and then all day Saturday or Saturday afternoon event that is going to feature one heck of a lineup, and we'll let Christy Stitt brief us on that. We're also going to dig out last year the reigning Grassy Award winning band, Utah, is the Rumble, the hard rockin' trio, and they won for the King of Everything, is voted on by our listeners, and in a couple of weeks we're going to be revealing the nominees for 2025, and then you'll have the month of July to vote on that. And so keep that in mind. And each and every day in July, you get to vote one time, and you have an opportunity to decide who's going to be the winner. But Jim Harpell giving an opportunity to come to his studio to the award-winning act and record a song. And we're going to dig out the song Ghost in the Room by the Rumble that he did that for. And, of course, he played slide guitar to Jim. He was invited to join that hard rockin' trio of Dave Zachariah on the lead vocals and guitar, and Barry Cummings on bass, Chris Compton on the drums. Jim plays some slide on this tune coming up, and we're going to do that, and we're going to have a visit as well that you're going to do. But also want to throw out real quick before we move on, Big Butler Fair is right around the corner too, as we talk about the voting in the month of July, always over the 4th. It begins the last weekend of June is when the fair will kick off. But there is an incredible lineup that is going to kick off that show of some great locally focused music. Utah, tell us about that.
Yeah, and we're excited to have the Rock Station on board with that. It's going to be a rock and right tour stop. It's we're bringing in Gary Burke III's Let Freedom Ring tour, and special guests on that are going to include the Hawkeyes and Black Ridge. So pretty excited about this. And again, this is a chance for you to just come out and make a statement and show your support for local music. You know, to get that opportunity to open the fair with us, this is big. So please, everybody, come on out. The concerts are free with fair admission. So come get you some cotton candy or a gyro or whatever, and enjoy this local night of music.
Oh, it'll be a great time, great time. So here it comes. It's coming quick, as we're already through the middle of June here with our show here tonight. So, well, we'll hear from the Rumble, but tell us how you're going to lead into one of our past Grassy-nominated bands, Eden on Fire. You had an opportunity to visit with somebody important with that particular band.
Yeah, just briefly touched base with her, but I've seen that Eden on Fire was doing an afternoon show at the Rathskeller up in Erie. They were supporting a touring band that was coming through, and so popped in to check them out and spoke with Amy a little bit. And so, yeah, here's our brief conversation, and we'll roll on into Love Bomb by Eden on Fire.
Hey, this is Utah with the Grassroots Show, and I am on remote at the Rathskeller Cafe in Erie, Pennsylvania, getting ready to watch Eden on Fire. I'm here with Amy Gold. What's up, Amy? What's going on?
Hey, Utah. So glad you came to see us tonight. We're getting ready to rock the house. We just watched the Almas kick ass, and now we're going to do it.
Cool stuff. Yeah, I saw this listed on the Two Man Happy Hour. That's how I found out you were playing here.
Awesome.
And I'm a huge fan of what you guys do. And so we planned our day out to make sure we stopped out to catch you guys.
Great. Thank you so much for coming out. Everybody check us out.
All right. And here's some Eden on Fire.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken too. Pair your flame grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. We're so happy you've joined us, and we want to thank our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee, 4 locations to serve you. We just went down. We've been going through so much of the Main Street coffee. Usually we have been buying a 1-pound bag. We've gone to 2 this week. That's how good it is. And we love, well, that, and we love stopping by the Cummings Candy locations. And you can stop by any one of their locations. Of course, we use the Main Street location a lot, or the Route 68 Evan City Road location. But they're in Butler Hospital. They're down Route 8 South. And they are presenting this segment of our show, the Grassroots Show, tonight. And, of course, presenting our Friday morning get-together where we spotlight who's going to be on center stage at the band jam. We appreciate the support of local music and their involvement, Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. Of course, you just heard a tune featuring the band that Barry is part of, The Rumble. We are going to talk about some serious rumbling that's happening next weekend in the Ford City area. A great, great lineup of music, a wide variety. This is going to be a great weekend for you to check out the 5th annual Summer Shindig, sponsored by Fostering Music. And this is the second year, I think, at the Ford City location. Let's welcome in Christy Stitt from Fostering Music back to our show. Welcome back, Christy.
Hi, Bob. Good to be back. Nice to chat with you.
5th year for the Summer Shindig, is that right?
Oh, it is. Yeah. I remember planning it the first time. Actually, I met with Utah at Recon Brewing, and I'm like, help me figure out how to do all this. And he did. He certainly did. And, you know, first 3 years we were out at Paradise Park. Last year we moved into Ford City, into 10th Street Station. It was a great move. It was, it's a great venue. So we are back there again this year and really looking forward to it. It's a really good lineup. It's shaping up really well.
10th Street Station in Ford City. And that's cool, too, because it's an indoor facility, so you don't have to worry about weather, right?
Yeah, it's indoors. Last year was a little hot out. I don't know if anybody else remembers, but it was like high 90s, and we were never so thankful to be inside, even when it was sunny out, because it was brutal outside. But yeah, we've got, you know, super air conditioning going on, rain or shine, the event goes on, and it's shaping up to be actually a pretty nice weekend, I'm hoping. So
we're going to talk about some of the bands that are going to be there. You've got a great lineup Friday and Saturday. This runs just like Band Jam does. You have an evening on Friday and then most of the day on Saturday for folks to enjoy. And we'll talk about Fostering Music and what you benefit. But basically, you're putting music into the hands of young people who are a part of the foster system here in multiple counties in western Pennsylvania. But this is just a great day to come out, hang out, hear some music, and you've got a wide variety of things surrounding the music. You'll obviously be doing some fundraising raffles, but people can enjoy food and drink and just some fellowship of celebrating music.
Yeah, it is. It's an awesome day of, I think, camaraderie and supporting local bands and Fostering Music. We're going to have tons of basket raffles. We're going to have 10th Street Station does food, which was awesome last year. We have some adult beverages to enjoy, which all the proceeds from that actually goes to Fostering Music as well. And just the bands are the highlight. The music is the highlight of the weekend. Because of our organization being all about music, we want to give the opportunity for people to you know, see all of these bands kind of in one place. And you can go out and check them all out and figure out who you want to go see more. once you get a little sample at the Summer Shindig dig, and then go check them out, you know, at other venues that support live local music.
We'll talk about
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk about the price and everything coming up, but let's run through the lineup to whet everybody's appetite and get them excited about this. Again, you run this on Friday and Saturday of next weekend, and let's talk about who's going to be there. Let's start with the official lineup for Friday.
Friday night. Last year it shaped up to be great. This year I think it's just going to be equally as good. Really excited that we've got an acoustic singer-songwriter performance from Ben Valasek kicking off the night at 6 o'clock. And Ben hasn't really played out much in probably, I think he told me, 6 or 7 years. So he's jumping back into it, and we're really excited that he's agreed to join us. So that, I think, is in and of itself is going to be a very cool thing for people to check out. But after Ben, we've got Billy Postal and the Winery Cats, who are always a good time. Bill's just got most amazing vocals, and the Cats just are so tight backing them up. It's always a good show to catch. And then we've got the Right Turn Clyde Experience with bringing in the horns and some really cool tunes that not a lot of others play just because they have the horns to do it. And then Glitz is finishing out the night. They finished out the night last year for us too, and I've got to say, they got a lot of people up dancing. So, you know, everybody finished off on a high for sure. So I think, yeah, the Friday night lineup is good. It's really solid, and I think everybody's going to have a really good time.
Well, you're really going to enjoy and a nice flow of that, too. I love the way you've structured that. But you know, Ben kicking things off, and he's such a remarkable storyteller and songwriter. And I'm so excited that he's back into the fold again. And then, you know, obviously, Bill, a very recognizable voice, as you referred to. The band Doppler Effect, mm-hmm. he was a part of for 25 years or whatever. Right Turn Clyde Experience will get you hopping. And then Glitz will just rock and roll you. So that's a fantastic lineup to kick things off on Friday night. Now, before we get into Saturday, let's talk about how people can get tickets, because you do treat the kids well too, because you have free admission for a certain age group. Explain to us the ticket prices and how we get them.
Yeah, so we want to keep it accessible, right? I mean, the goal is to raise money, but we also want people to be able to get out and enjoy, and we kind of want to make it a family thing. So kids 16 and under are free if they come with an adult. And Friday night tickets are $5 if you pre-sale. Saturday's 10, or you can get a whole weekend pass for $12. And that's, you can go to our website, posturemusic.com/events. The Summer Shindig's right there, and there's links to buy tickets there, or you can check out the Facebook event. There's links for the tickets there as well. We also have physical tickets for sale at Smale's Custom Drum Shop in Katanning. So if you just want to stop by there and pay cash, if you don't want to do it online, Mike's got the tickets ready for you. But yeah, this year we've actually got a little bit of an extra incentive or a benefit, I guess, maybe, with the tickets. We have a mobile golf course coming in Saturday afternoon. So anybody that gets a weekend pass gets a free round of mobile mini golf as well. Ooh. So we really want to kind of make that kind of fun for, you know, families and bring the kids out and expose them to live music too. Because, you know, you don't know what their passion is going to be, and they may just figure out this is what they want to do. So, yeah, we want to make it inclusive for as many people as we can.
Now, you can get your individual ticket passes, but you also, you have table reservations that people can go together on, right?
Yeah, you can reserve a table. It's for six people. The reservation price includes six general admission tickets you can reserve for the weekend or just Saturday or Friday. But so whatever, for whatever day you reserve for, you get the six general admission tickets. And then the passes for mini golf as well. But that's just a great way. It's funny, we have some people who are waiting for us to put the link out there. They want to get their table for this event, right? So minutes after we put the link, make the link live, we have people reserving tables, because that keeps your spot for the whole weekend. And, you know, you've got a place to hang out and relax, enjoy your food, enjoy your drinks, and enjoy the music.
We're speaking with Christy Stitt, of course, from Fostering Music, and they're having their fifth annual Summer Shindig next weekend. Of course, that will be the 20th and 21st, already through mid-June. Can you believe it? But beautiful place down in Ford City, 10th Street Station. And again, you can go to the Fostering Music website for more information or their Facebook page and check that out. We're going to go through the Saturday lineup, and we'll do that in our next segment here. And then we're going to find out a little more about Fostering Music and exactly who they benefit and why you should want to be attending this great weekend of music. But let's spin some Ben Valisack, and we'll dig out some Doppler effect in honor of Mr. Billy Postal. And you get to hear that impressive voice. Of course, it won't be Doppler effect there next weekend. It'll be Billy Postal and the Winery Cats. He's been doing that gig for a long time now. And, of course, you can catch Bill at a number of locations, always performing acoustically. But he's such a great musician, and joining that with Ben. So let's spin a little bit of that, and we'll continue our visit with Christy Stitt here tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on our Grassroots Show here tonight, just about halfway through our little get-together that we do every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, presented by Shady Lady Productions. We want to thank Bros of Superette, who are high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. They overlook the city of Butler, and they are a little grocery store, a little grocerette, if you will, but boy, when you walk in there, you'll be amazed what you can find. You need to complement a dinner. You need a snack. Whatever you want to do, they can create the whole meal for you. Lunch, dinner, they've got it all. And they always do some fantastic sides. You might find a great tasting soup. They do some incredible snack sticks and cheeses. And, of course, any slice of meat for your dinner table, they'll have it, especially now that we're into grilling season. And I just, ironically, I wish Utah was sitting across the table from me because obviously he's on location right now. But somebody just popped into town and I was visiting with them over the weekend. And they went, hey, is that Brosie's Superette place still around? Because I need to get a ham loaf to take back home. And I went, there you go. People are coming back to town to get Brosie's Superette ham loaves. You got to love it. We're visiting with Christy Stitt here tonight from Fostering Music. Just heard some tunes from some special guests who will be a part of next week's Summer Shindig in Ford City at the 10th Street Station. Including Ben Balasak and Billy Postal of Doppler Effect fame. And Christy, you've got an incredible lineup going all day long that we want to bring up as well. You'll kick the music off on Saturday. Of course, Friday night, everything kicks off at 6. You run Glitz till a little after 10:15 or so. And then Saturday, you fire things back up early afternoon, right?
Yeah, we're kicking off at 1 o'clock this year with... It's a very cool lineup in my opinion, but like I get to pick the bands, so I did a good job. But anyway,
I say you
so
did.
We're kicking off with Moonshine. Yeah, thanks, Bob. Thanks. We're kicking off with Moonshine Jasmine this year, and actually, I think they might have kicked it off last year too. They're just Megan Pennington leading that band off. She's a really incredible singer songwriter, and their songs are so poignant. Sometimes I love having them at the event, and Megan's been a big supporter of the organization. So I really enjoy letting them kick things off for the day. They're followed up with Dancing Queen coming out to get everybody on the floor, I think, having a good time earlier in the day than we usually do. But I think it'll be... My volunteers are looking forward to that one. They're thinking it's not going to be quite as busy, and they might be able to get up and dance a bit for that one. So,
nice.
Hoping they do. But, yeah. And then Justin Cook and the Steel City Ramblers, who they were there last year, also just a really, really fun band. They had a lot of the interaction from the crowd. Then we have it's a little slower. We're going into Appalachian Honey, who just have some beautiful tunes with Chrissy Joe and Damon. And then kind of some of our special guests for the day would be, the Smales Custom All-Stars, where if people don't know them, this is a group of students from, Smales Custom Drum Shop in Katanning. They all take lessons. They have a little kind of like a school of rock band. Some phenomenal players in this group of kids. These, you know, they're from 13 to 17, and they were a hit of the show last year. Just, people were amazed that kids that young were able to pull off some of the stuff that they did, and they're really great performers, and it's really cool to see, you know, some of these young kids coming up and kind of representing what we're doing, making music accessible to young people. So they're looking forward to seeing what they have coming up this year, because Mike said he's making them learn all new stuff, so well, we'll see what they come up with. But then they're going to be followed up by Noble Hops, you know, one of our favorites. Utah and the group has been at almost all the summer shindigs. The Noble Hops wasn't able to be there last year, but Utah was. He played with Jennifer. So, and then the Ragged Company, again, Zach has been at almost, Zach Rovito from the Ragged Company has played at almost every summer shindig. So we are glad to have them back this year. And we're followed. We have at our 8 o'clock spot, we have Jennifer Lynn Baker, who is one of our biggest supporters. Jay Lynn and the friends and family of Johnny Cat Hendricks have raised they're just under $20,000 for Fostering Music. So she's a huge supporter of our cause, and she's a phenomenal musician and vocalist. And we're really excited for having, she's going to be there at that 8 o'clock spot on Saturday evening. And if you haven't caught Jennifer out live, you need to. It's phenomenal what her and Mike can do with two acoustic guitars, really. They're really great. And then we just got a couple really good time, fun party bands closing out the night. We have Black Forest Ham, who is kind of a staple with the summer shindig scene. They're generally, this year, they are a couple of my foster music instructors. We have a keyboard player and a drummer give lessons to our foster music kids. And then we have Abby Purvis sitting in on bass. Actually, Mike Cabillas, who plays with Jennifer Lynn, is going to sit in on guitar for a few songs. So we just threw together a set list that we think is just going to make everybody get up, dance, enjoy the end of the evening, and kind of celebrate the, you know, the event of the day. And then closing out, we have a Ford City staple of the house band who has been, I think, playing in Ford City for 10 years. They are, you know, at pretty much every charity event that happens in the area. They donate a lot of time and energy to pretty much any organization that needs some live music added. So we're really happy to have them closing out the night for us Saturday.
Boy, that is a heck of a lineup. And you mentioned Abby Purvis along the way. I just marvel at her ability on bass. Gotten to see her, you know, a few times this year, and one of them was down at the Penn Theater, and it was amazing to be standing off to the side of the stage with two other bass playing musicians marveling at her talents, and they were looking at me going, that's the best bass player in Butler County right now. She is just so remarkable.
She absolutely is an interesting connection. So Abby's playing with Black Forest Ham, and Luke Stitt is drumming with Black Forest Ham. They played together in Highway Moon. But those two were actually in the original version of the Smales Custom All-Stars many years ago. So they were the first rendition of the Smales Custom All-Stars, and now they're coming back, you know, as established musicians in the area, kind of, you know, showing the kids that are in the All-Stars now, hey, this is what you can do. If you put your mind and your energy into it, you know, it can actually take you some places and provide some really cool experiences. So.
And we all talk about the healing of music and the feel-good moment, and just an ability to play an instrument is such a remarkable achievement in its own right. And, Christy, that's what your organization is all about. You're helping kids that either are in the foster system or have come out of it. That's what you want to do, is provide them an opportunity to get into music and play an instrument. Give us a little background of the organization of what we're going to be supporting when we come to the Summer Shindig.
Yeah, so we really want to make music accessible to these kids who have been through. I mean, I've not been through it. I can't imagine how traumatic the whole thing is. Even, you know, just being removed from your family and having to find some outlet for all of those emotions and all of that. So, and another part of it is that you know, there's a lot of kids out there that music is their thing, right? It's what they're good at, what they excel at, what gives them self-confidence. And there's just honestly not a ton of opportunity for kids to be able to pursue that outside of getting private lessons or, you know, pretty much that. You know, the money has to come out of your own pocket to be able to do it. There's really not an option in the school system right now to be able to pursue music, especially if you want to do, you know, rock music or pop music, you know, drum set, electric guitar, bass guitar, those kinds of things. And I saw it with my own son that drums was what he did. It's what he did well. That's where he excelled. And without that, I'm not sure. I think he would have been a little bit adrift. And I think being able to offer that to these kids, giving them something that they're good at, a way to be included in a group, whether that's, you know, the band at high school, forming a band of, you know, other peers, or even making a connection with your instructor who, you know, is teaching you more about music and is a stable role model. I think just trying to give them an anchor to be able to hold on to when their life is so turbulent is really our goal. But so all the money we raise is going toward kids getting music lessons. That's our the biggest amount of money we output throughout the year is money for lessons. And but it's such a good investment in these kids' futures. And we see these kids, the kids that we have funded music lessons for, and the difference that they tell us that it's made in their lives. It's really incredible that we're able to make that difference just by, you know, throwing a few dollars into a donation jar and going and enjoying some really great music, right? So yeah. I hope everybody can take some time and come out and join us.
It's phenomenal what you've done, and it's been amazing over the years that we've chatted, and certainly over the last handful talking about the Summer Shindig specific, the growth that you've had. You're now serving, what, 8 counties in our area?
Yep, we're up to 8 counties. We have funded 3,500 music lessons so far. We just crossed the 3,500 point. So that's the big number for me. That's like, you know, every one of those is a kid learning something new on an instrument, right? So that's a big number.
Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. It's amazing. Congratulations on that. And I did see on your website, again, folks, you can check out fosteringmusic.com for more information on the organization specific. But I saw that you had begun a campaign for 2025, that you're looking for instruments. And that's something that would be going on every year. But you're looking for a couple of things specific. So if anybody would have a musical instrument that's been sitting around in the attic, a spare room, your office, whatever, and you just don't use it anymore and you'd like to donate it to a cause, that's another way that you can also give to Fostering Music, right, Christy?
Absolutely, yep. Yep. I literally just this morning got an email from a social worker, caseworker working with a young person who is looking for a flute so they can do band camp this summer. So, guitars, band instruments, keyboards, anything you have, we will gladly accept. And we are going to have an area to donate at the Summer Shindig. So I'm going to try to have people set up outside. So literally you could just drive by, stop at the tent, drop off the instrument and go. If you don't have time to come into the event, I think you should make time to come into the event because you'll really enjoy it. But if you don't have time, you can drive by and drop off an instrument.
That's incredible. And, of course, you've had some great supporters over the years involving themselves with Fostering Music and helping the kids. And I know you speak of Smales Custom Drum Shop because they're so heavily involved. But you've had some other folks that have done a great job over the years really getting involved with your organization and helping these kids along. It's just great to see the response from the community.
Oh, absolutely. I mentioned Jennifer earlier. Utah and Shade Lady have been pretty instrumental in helping us, you know, learn how to throw an event, right? For always including us, helping us. Like, we're always excited every year to be part of Band Jam. Looking forward to this year as well. So all the musicians, which and I'll say almost every musician who's playing at the Summer Shindig is donating their time to be there. So they're, you know, they could have been playing a paying gig somewhere else, but they are coming to spend the weekend with us and donating their time and their energy to help us raise money. So we are so very appreciative of all of them helping us to make these events possible.
And Christy Stitt from Fostering Music, and just a salute to everybody involved. And, you know, I always love hearing the name Johnny Catt, and I'm sure he would be so honored to realize the amount of money that has been raised in his name and in his memory, you know, that Jennifer Lynn is so involved in giving to this organization and, you know, helping young people with music, because I know how instrumental that was in his life, and just everybody that has donated. It's a feel-good moment when you know you're helping a young person, and this is what it's all about. This weekend coming up in particular, focusing on the fifth annual Summer Shindig at the 10th Street Station in Ford City. Again, it kicks off 6 o'clock Friday and then 1 o'clock on Saturday. And Christy, you were telling me as well, you've got a kind of a part two that'll be coming in July as well. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So we have another great partner at the Allegheny Mariner. So the Chris Knightley there, manager of the Allegheny Mariner, loves the organization. He loved supporting the organization. We were chatting one day, and he's like, why don't we have a party in our parking lot for Fostering Music? And I was like, well, I'm not ever going to turn down, you know, an option to have a party in the parking lot. Yeah, I'm not silly. But so we are, we've got some tents we're bringing in. We're bringing in a stage. The Mariner is bringing out, they've rented a beer truck for the event. They're going to have some food out in the parking lot. They'll still have the bar and the food available inside as well and on their deck. But we've got a really cool lineup for that event too. We've got Kate Adderman from Parabellum is going to do an acoustic performance. We've got Endless Thirst. We have Snails All Stars are making a second appearance, and I believe they're going to have a whole different set for the second event, which is kind of fun for those guys. And then we have the Borstal Boys, the Bail Jumpers, and we're finishing out the night with Center Stage. So that is going to be just a really fun evening, hanging out, bring your chairs, hang out in the parking lot, you know, just have a good time. And the Mariner has been great to work with to get that up and running. It's kind of a little bit lower effort thing than the Summer Shindig, to be honest, but I think it's going to be just as much fun and just a great lineup. And we're, again, excited where we can get the Bail Jumpers for some reason. We've had scheduling issues at the last few Summer Shindigs, but I reached out and said, hey, I've got this other date. Would you be interested? And they're like, oh, yeah, absolutely. So excited to have those guys back at an event.
Well, and they've got some incredible new material out, too. So that'll be something to circle your calendar Saturday, July 26th for that at the Allegheny Mariner. This coming weekend, both Friday and Saturday, will be the fifth annual Summer Shindig in Ford City to benefit Fostering Music. And didn't get a chance to say hello to your hubby, Charlie, but he was working the board hard at the Butler County Veterans in Need. So we salute you folks and your support of local music and just your involvement in creating Fostering Music and doing what you're doing. Christy, we thank you so much for what you're doing for young people in Western Pennsylvania and, hey, supporting that local music scene. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you. We so appreciate the support from everyone.
Well, we'll send everybody out Friday and Saturday, and if you would like to find out more, go to fosteringmusic.com. I know you have a great Facebook page in addition to the website, too, so you can follow along. And if you want to find out more in person, come out to Ford City. Christy Stitt, thank you for being a part of our show here tonight, and good luck next weekend.
Oh, thanks. Looking forward to it.
Let's dig out some Moonshine Jasmine, and we're going to also spin the Noble Hops Kelso Beach tune, because I want to talk to Utah about that in the next segment, about the accolades that they've received. How about a Josie Award nomination? That's incredible. So, but a great new tune that they've put out. Christy Stitt from Fostering Music, please check out the Summer Shindig next weekend in Ford City, and you'll get to hear a couple of these bands right here like you're hearing it now on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
So sit here wondering what tomorrow might bring. A cold bitter winter or a warm welcome spring. The wind and rain pounding as I sit here pondering. What else in life it might be I am a squandering. Consider this a lame-ass love letter. As I sit here alone with my guitar and beer, one thing's for certain, I sure miss you, my dear. And I know my life's been better, those I choose. Some good friends along the way, even met some again from way back in the day. It's important to know just who is your tribe. Without them it might be hard to survive. And I know my life's been better, those I choose.
It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros's Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros's Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, don't miss out on the Dinner Bell Road album release party coming to Jurgles on Saturday, June 28th. Check out Jurgles.com or go to the Dinner Bell Road Facebook page for more information. Here come the summer concerts, sponsored by Quality Life Services in Chicora, 160 Medical Center Road, Thursday, June 26th. Washboard Tony and Rob free on the lawn that night from 6 until 8 o'clock. And circle your calendar for Saturday, August 9th, Maple Road, Carn City, the Blueberry Hill Sessions, the site of the 7th Annual Music for the Cure, featuring the Noble Hops and the Ragged Company with guests The Shiners, Highway Moon, Black Ridge, and Those Guys. And don't miss out on the Big Butler Fair opening night on the 27th of June, featuring opening act Black Ridge, The Hawkeyes, and then Gary Burke III. It'll be a great night to kick off the fair. Rock Done Right Tour continues next weekend at the 10th Street Station in Ford City. tonight's topic, Fostering Music Summer Shindig, Friday and Saturday. Corey's Cruise, Saturday, July 12th, at No Off-Season Sports in West Deer, honoring Corey Comparator. Check out coreyscruise.com. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August. Tickets on sale now, thebandjam.com. And mark your calendar for Saturday, September 20th, Shady Lady Studio Production and Records 20th Anniversary Celebration. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, June 19th, a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport featuring Matt Goodland, a 7:30 start. Friday, the 20th, a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club will feature Caitlin Hemphill, 6 o'clock with food and drink specials. On Saturday, the 21st, the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series continues with Acoustic Tricks, 9 o'clock, No Cover and Miller Lite specials. Oh yeah, and the Noble Hops. On the 22nd at the Beacon, 4 p.m. outdoors on the patio.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Thanks for tuning in to local music discussion and previews of lots of events that are coming for your summertime fun. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. And a big thank you to Build the Scene and Bill Damiano being a part of our show. And, of course, Bill also with Build the Scene being a part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival sponsorship this year. Also to our friends at Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. Let Amanda tell you the story, and encouraging you to come up and get some great work done, courtesy of Daily Tire and Auto, helping to support our weekend coverage here. And Utah Burgess with me from Shady Lady Productions here on The Rock Station. A great visit with Christy Stitt. Hope folks will all come out and visit with us at the Fostering Music Get-Together at the 10th Street Station in Ford City. And we played some musicians there with Christy that are going to be at that, including the Noble Hops, Utah. And have to kind of pin you down here, because a great tune called Kelso Beach that is creating quite a bit of buzz that you have written and the band has performed. But again, congratulations to you and the band for being a Josie nominee this year. That is a pretty awesome accolade. Again, I want to give you a salute.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you what, that was a surprise, and I'm definitely honored by that for sure. But yeah, it's there's a lot of talented people nominated for different awards with the Josies, and it's pretty cool stuff. And yeah, Kelso Beach is really, you know, really taken off. We're big in Brazil.
Well, you know, I love how you phrase it too. Just when you introduce some of your music, I tip my cap to you. You've been able to put pen to paper and write some really, really touching music, and it, I think it puts people in a place in their own lives, maybe for a moment, where you know they're thinking of something, and yeah, that, you know, you put perspectives out there, and then you have put together such a great lineup of musicians that are able to help you bring that music to life. I love how you tell that story. So, you know, tribute to that in your efforts of making, you know, the music come to life, and that of your friend Mo when you've, you know, done Mo Nelson stuff. But I'm sure it's gratifying for you to have your own words come to life in a band style like that.
It has been. And yeah, I'm very fortunate. The guys that have climbed on board with this project have just breathed the life into the music I've written. It's beyond what I had hoped for and expected, and I can't thank them enough for all they've done. And you know, and just all the other supporting characters, you know, Linda Weber and Rue Dog and Jazz, you know, just everybody, Michael Stover, MTS, just everybody who's been helping out. Yeah, you guys at the rock station, Jay, yourself, you know, just all the support that you give. Just all of local music and not just us. So it's greatly appreciated.
Well, we certainly appreciate great music. And the local music scene is as strong as ever. And we are encouraging all of you not only to go to the Fostering Music event next weekend, and they have that very special event in July 26th. That's going to be a great lineup at the Allegheny Mariner as well. But, of course, focus on August 21st through the 23rd for us as we celebrate this show with a big concert weekend. And, of course, the singer-songwriter in the round, Thursday, August 21st, brought to you by Ram Automotive. That's absolutely free of charge. You can come out, anybody. You don't need a ticket for that to get in. And the only thing you'd have to do, if you plan to stay that night, you'll have to work through that through Cooper's Lake Campground. But then the main events kick off Friday evening at 5 o'clock, and then all day Saturday at 11 o'clock. Get your tickets at thebandjam.com. But again, thanking Diamond Joe's Five Star Hoagies, Band Together Pittsburgh, Ram Automotive. We've talked about Cummings Candy and Coffee. Also welcoming aboard Butler County Veterans in Need, and they'll be out at that location as well. And you can find out more about them, of course, Fostering Music, Guitars for Vets, Drusky Entertainment, Liberty Corner Tavern, KEI Dumpster Rental, Build the Scene, as we've mentioned, Music from the 412, Scarfire Media, Quality Life Services, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, and also welcoming on board brand new sponsor this year, Big Rail Brewing. They'll be a part of the event that weekend, too. It's going to be a great weekend, and we just keep our fingers crossed that we continue the awesome streak of weather that we've been pretty successful with over the years, Utah.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't just curse us, Bob.
I hint on that every once in a while every year, but so far, you know, that's about as far as we'll go, though. So we've got some great music to wrap up the show. Got a new tune in from Jason Hartman, who's been involved in local music and in bands over the years, and he's a heck of a guitarist. And he sent us over another cut that he's been working on and finished up, and this is a doozy. This is an instrumental from guitarist Jason Hartman called A War Within. We will get to that, but Utah, you've been busy out and about, and when you're out and about visiting, you're making plans, you're making connections, but you're also working hard. You're always thinking Grassroots Show. You've got some visits that you had an opportunity to do last weekend, and you're bringing that all together for us.
Yeah, I spent a little bit of time just catching up with some of the artists I saw out there, and did some remotes with some of those people. And so I say we just roll on through those remotes and roll into Rurally Bankrupt's Hills and Hollers.
Hey, this is Utah here at the Hills and Hollers Music Expo. And I just got done watching Bill and Drew perform. They knocked it out of the park as usual. So let's talk to Bill and Drew. What you guys been up to here lately?
Well, we've been doing a lot of recording. We've got a new demo out there with six, seven songs. It's called Demos 9. Enjoy the show. It's got a little bit of political nuances in it, but it's funny. It's funny.
All right.
It's
good. We love humor, right? We need some humor in this world today. And yeah, so if you have new stuff out, then obviously we got to get you on the show again.
Oh, we would
right?
love
yeah,
that.
So let's get that set up and send it our way. Always send your new music our way so we can feature it. And nice running into you guys again. You got anything to say?
No. Hey, God bless and keep rocking on.
We're always right. looking Bill for shows Jim. And to play live. And if anybody wants to reach out to set something up, we're available.
There you go. BillandDrew.com, right?
Yeah.
Can reach out to you right there. And that's Alyssa Hankey playing there in the background. And hopefully we can catch up with her. Thanks, guys.
Rock on. Thanks.
All right, Utah again here with the Grassroots Show, a little remote here at Hills and Hollers Music Expo. Somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I know I crossed a creek and made a right. So here we are. Hey, just got done listening to Alyssa Hankey, and as always, you just crushed it. And you're so talented.
Much. It's awesome to be here. It's a beautiful day for once. We had rain yesterday.
Yeah, I was planning to be here last night, and I stayed where I was holed up.
Yeah, it's all good now. It's good vibes here.
All right, you got anything new coming out? Anything we should know about?
Working on a new full-length album with my band. It should come out early next year. So that's really the big project for this year. Something to look forward to.
All right, great. Then that means we'll have more music from you to spin, and we'll have to get you on the show
again.
All right, hey, always love hearing you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
All right, this is Utah once again at the Hills and Hollers Music Expo out here somewhere, wherever we are. And but hey, I'm sitting here with Linda and Mike from Soul Addiction, there you go. What's up? Let us know. Last time I talked to you guys, you were working on new music.
Yep, absolutely.
So we have actually been locked away with Todd from Rurally Bankrupt in Spit Level Productions down in Oil City, working on 4 songs. We have them just about wrapped up. They're in the mixing and mastering phase, and hopefully we can get them out to you soon.
Well, yeah, you need to get them to us, and that means we have to have you on the show again. And, of course, we're going to see you guys at the Band Jam this year. We had you booked last year, but unfortunately you had to cancel for, you know, serious stuff. It wasn't nothing light like that, but so we had to have you back.
We made sure that everybody's health was in check this year and the family's health was in check. Everybody's got a green light, so yeah, we're ready.
Awesome, looking forward to you. Anything to add, or you're over here giggling?
I'm just excited as hell to do this.
All right.
Love music.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We've been working hard.
Well, let's have a good day here. Thanks. Hey, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Utah.
All right. Hey, this is Utah again with Grassroots, a remote here at Hills and Hollers Music Expo 2025. I'm here with the main organizer of the whole thing, Todd Harry. He's working his ass off doing all the sound here for the festival as well. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Utah? Good to see you. Yeah, it's been a blast. Luckily, the weather's held out for us. We had some slow starts Thursday and Friday with the rain, but everything's rocking and rolling right along.
It's a beautiful day today.
Oh, man, it's a little too warm, though.
and by the way, this Hills and Hollers Music Expo, this is an all-original show.
All-original show, free, all ages. There's stuff for the kids. There's stuff to do. There's music, food vendors, wear vendors. It's growing third year, and we're going to get bigger and bigger.
All right, hey, he's from the band Rurally Bankrupt. They're coming up soon. Of course, this is going to air after the fact. But make sure you go back to our webpage and find their episode. We had them on about a month ago. Thanks, Todd.
I spent half my life in the hills and the hollers, the other half near the South Georgia waters in the town.